All over her face. Sing us a song, you're the swine flu man. Sing us a song tonight. Cause it's the last day we'll each be alive. Da 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 da.
Could I interest you in a swine flu? Maybe I'll give you a tissue and then I'll wish you a happy life, but it'll be over soon. Cause you got the swine flu, you fucking tune. You're wasted now, you caught the Mexican strain. Your parents are never gonna see you again. You're on a plane, you're flying back to New Zealand. You're gonna infect us all, you motherfucking heathen.
Matthew Horn
falls to his knees and puts on a mask and says, fuck you, Juliet, you're gonna have to be alone. It's swine flu, and that's all I need to know. Talk to your doctor, he says it's contagious. If I say swine flu, baby, just say yes.
Matthew Horn, it's an emergency.
About swine flu.
You're a tough bastard, man.
Why?
You laugh in the face of death itself.
I do.
What is it in you that has instilled this manliness that you can put on a strong face when the swine flu comes your way?
It's not going to come away.
When you get smart to swine flu, you're really just getting stupid on yourself.
To be honest, I'm more worried about the recession. I think it's still in there. I mean, things aren't getting worse at the moment, but they're just not really getting better. They're just going worse slowly. Yeah, I think it's just going to linger on for, like, many years. Like, I reckon this swine flu thing will just pass over. This is like, you know, a one-hit wonder.
I don't really know how you catch it, actually. Maybe it's something I should know. Is it through the air, or does someone have to cough on you?
Normally, the influenza virus is spread from person to person through droplets in the air. When a person cough, for example, and create droplets in the air, that can be inhaled by another person, and that's probably the most common form of spread. You can also spread the influenza virus by direct contact with somebody who has it, and you come right behind them, which is why we put so much emphasis on hand washing.
If this pandemic flu happens, what are the symptoms? How do you know if you have the bad virus?
We won't know the actual symptoms of pandemic flu until we actually identify the virus. The symptoms may well be the same symptoms as those of seasonal flu, but they may be more severe.
How did being a swine flu victim affect you?
It really, really didn't.
What was so special about being a swine flu carrier?
Probably the best thing about it being a swine flu carrier is the fact that you can say, yes, everyone, I am a real man, I've had swine flu.
Would you do it again?
No.
Would you recommend it to other people?
Yes, in a lot of ways I would, because everyone should be able to say to themselves, I've had swine flu.
Josie LaBelle, you're a naturopath. What do you think about swine flu?
I think that swine flu is something that has been fabricated by pharmaceutical companies.
Do you think there is any real cause for concern?
No, none whatsoever.
As a naturopath, what advice would you give to somebody who has swine flu?
Well, it's just like having any flu, hey? It's about common sense. So it's about taking care of yourself. It's about getting enough rest and having enough fluid. So being well hydrated. And maybe you could look at using some natural health products like vitamin C or some herbal products like echinacea.
Yeah, Timorepats.
What are you going to do when the flu comes to get you?
I'm going to cry boo-hoo. Probably spew.
If you die of the swine flu, what would you want the news report to say?
Another victim, nothing new.
Do you wonder how many people who have terminal diseases commit suicide?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for?
What?
You know it.
Harry Potter?
On Blu-ray DVD.
You know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for?
What the fuck did you say?
You know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for?
What? Something, like a movie's coming out.
On Blu-ray DVD.
You know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for?
You're not excited for?
No.
I don't know.
But you know. Like, you know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for?
Star Trek?
On Blu-ray DVD.
No, but you come on. I'm sort of saying, like, you tell.
I don't even know what you're asking.
But you know, man. You know what it is that I'm not excited for.
I don't know. I can't think of anything after a while. Just fucking tell me.
Just have a think back into your brain.
I can't do that right now.
You know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for.
Is it a movie?
On Blu-ray DVD.
Cats?
No.
It's not a movie.
On Blu-ray DVD.
You know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for.
I don't even understand what you're asking.
You know what's coming out soon that I'm not excited for.
Fuck off!
The Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
On Blu-ray DVD.
I would not have guessed that, you fucking dick. That's not even in the back of my mind. But yeah, now you mention it, piece of shit. I'll do an emotional interpretation of swine flu through piano form. Get my feelings so right. Oh baby, won't you come over tonight? Oh, you come over anytime you like. I promise that we won't fight. All we wanna do is get some loving tonight. Nobody feels the way I do about a special lady I like to call you. I'll beg you please, honey, won't you come round tonight? I've drank too much and bitch, I wanna start a fight all night. You think you're special, but you ain't tough shit. You come round for a little bit. I need you so bad. Won't you please come rip me round and give me swine flu disease? Oh, baby, you have to coincide with swine flu. Ooh.
Ambiguous.